Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and got a little Steely Dan for you there. My website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. When you get there, don't forget all the other things you can do. Thousands of archives, thousands of articles, hundreds and hundreds of Brain Trust members who are there to help you. And it's all available at my website for free because of our outstanding corporate partners and my organization. You're welcome. And that's jbsba.com. Or if you like to type, here's the long one, smallbusinessadvocate.com. I'm excited about having our two new friends on the show with us, folks, Robert Turknet and Carolyn Turknet. And yes, they are related. In fact, they're a husband and wife team. They're the co-founders of Turknet Leadership Group. It's an Atlanta-based consulting firm working with large corporations and small ones, including professional and civic organizations around the country. They've got a new book out called Decent People, Decent Company, and they talk to people about how to lead with character and in work and in life. Bob, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Glad it's good to have you here. And Lynn, you told me I could call you Lynn.
Absolutely.
Welcome to the show. It's good to have both of you here.
Thanks.
Congratulations first on what apparently is a successful marriage and partnership and business partnership. That's not easy to do, is it?
I know. You have to work at it all the time.
Bob, I bet you've learned to say those really important words, haven't you?
Oh, absolutely.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. I used to talk to all of my clients, and still do whenever I'm talking, especially with men. I'll say, when in doubt, with your spouse, when in doubt, yield.
That's. What do you think about that, Lynn?
Well, I tell you, I think I do exactly the same thing.
Oh, you do? Well, let's talk about character and leadership for a little while. These are topics that I really like talking about because I think it's very important. I think these are things that we should focus on a lot. I think, Lynn, I think that small business owners have a lot of character and they demonstrate a lot of leadership. I think, though, sometimes we're so busy that we don't actually stop and contemplate what we actually are doing, the character that we're demonstrating and the leadership that we're exhibiting. And I think it's a good idea to do that. What do you think?
I think you're absolutely right. And I think stepping back and reflecting is exactly the right thing. Most of us in small businesses, and Bob and I have run a small business for years and years, I think most small business owners are pretty strong in integrity. They pretty much want to do the right thing. They're often hard-charging, courageous. That's the responsibility side of our scale. But sometimes it really is easy to forget that respect side, the side that says, ooh, I got to figure out what the people working around me are thinking. I've got to pay attention to not blaming other folks. I got to develop a little humility here.
Mm-hmm. Well, and Bob, that is important, isn't it? I mean, we've got one of the things about small businesses that we know is that we have too many hats to wear and not enough heads to put them on. So the heads that we have to make sure we take care of those folks, don't we?
That's exactly right, because when you're a small business owner, you've got to sort of be all things to all people, so you have to do it all, which is kind of the reason we developed the model, was it was a way to think about all the elements of character and all the elements of leadership and what you need to do and think about when you are leading other people. I find that a lot of small business owners and people in small business, though, have many, many strengths and many, many qualities, most of which they just take for granted. They just see themselves as that's just me, and then when they start looking at it from a framework like this book, they'll say, wow, I didn't realize I had this many strengths, so these things are all so important, and they're just sort of already a part of myself, and then that gives them the opportunity to focus on those few things that they really need to work on and improve on, and it's so much easier for them to do that.
So you're saying that we actually, you know, some things, you know, a lot of people might be thinking, well, you know, if you have integrity, why do you need to work on that? If you have character, if you are a leader, why do you need to work on those things? But really, it's like anything. I mean, look at the golf pro who wins a big golf tournament, and the next day he's out on the range with his coach. Why would he do that? Why would she do that? If they didn't, we can still get better at these things, can't we?
Absolutely. Just like the golf, you know, we can get better at leadership and better at character. We're all a work in process. We never really quite get there, so we've always got so much more to learn than we possibly could ever learn in our lifetime. So I was working with a CEO once, and somebody said, why is that guy continuing to work with Bob, I mean, year after year? Because he's already there. He's at the top. He's doing everything he needs to do. But when they talked to the CEO, he'd say, no, I'm getting so much synergy and so much out of this that I keep doing things I never would have thought of doing and creating things I never would have thought of creating had I not had somebody to talk to and continue to work on myself in the way I've been doing.
Lynn, in the book, you guys actually have an outstanding graphic here that demonstrates what you call the leadership character model, and it's demonstrated as a scale. You have two different sides to the scale. Can you describe that to us a little bit?
Yes, we have integrity as the base, and the two different sides of the scale are really the things we think about when we think about somebody with character. We think they're honest folks, they have integrity, that's the base. But they also are the people who get things done that you can depend on. That's that responsibility side of the scale. And the people who treat other people right, treat other people with respect.
Mm-hmm. And then in each one of those sides, the responsibility side and the respect side, you actually have broken that down further down into four other characteristics. Tell us about those.
Yes. On the respect side of the scale, we say the qualities of character you need to develop there are empathy, lack of blame, humility,
and emotional mastery.
Yeah.
On the responsibility.
Let's stop for a second there.
All right.
Empathy, lack of blame, emotional mastery, and humility. Talk to us a little bit about empathy.
Good leaders have a great ability to see what they're doing is coming across to other people. If they say something, leaders have to be communicators. And the quality of character you need to do that in big time is empathy. You need, when you're looking at another person, to see, are my words being heard? And am I hearing what they are saying? And without empathy, without that ability to read other people, and to care about what you're reading, you don't really get that.
It seems to me that a leader without empathy is what we used to call drivers. To me, if you don't have empathy, you are in very much danger of being not a leader, but a driver. And I want to talk about this some more with our good friends, our new friends, Bob and Lynn Turknet. They're the authors of this brand new book, Decent People, Decent Company. We're going to talk about that, about leadership and the characters of a leader, right after these messages. It's 20 after. Stay with me. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a good visit with our new friends, Robert and Carolyn Turknet. They say I can call them Bob and Lynn, so I guess that means we're friends. They're the authors of the new book, Decent People, Decent Company. And Lynn, I'd like for you to give us your website and tell us where your book's available, please.
Yes, our website is www.turknet.com. We also have a www.
Spell that last name. Spell that last name for us, Carolyn.
T-U-R-K-N-E-T-T.
All right. So, and can we find out more about the book there?
Absolutely. There's also a decentpeopledecentcompany.com site where you can really see all the parts of the book.
Okay.
And there are links from both those other sites.
To buy the book, right?
To buy the book, absolutely.
Yeah, we can buy it there. And is it available wherever books are sold?
Yes, absolutely.
All right, so
and
folks,
on the website.
It has links to Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com on the website itself.
Right. I was just talking, Bob was commenting on something Lynn said about empathy when we went to the break, and I said that to me that a leader without empathy is not really a leader. They're probably a driver. And I think that if you're a driver, you're a 20th century dinosaur waiting to become extinct. I don't think that kind of management characteristic, that type of a management style is going to work very successfully in the 21st century. What do you think?
Well, a good example of that was, and it's also a good example of empathy and then the power of empathy, but I was working with a leader who was a senior vice president of the company, and they were either going to promote him or fire him, which was kind of interesting. But it's kind of because of the reasons you're talking about there. And so I thought, well, the only way I was really going to get through this guy was through his child, because he had a son who he loved very much, but he was doing the same thing with his son that he was doing with his employees at work in terms of that driving and them being hard and harsh and overly demanding, and his son was making D's and S. So I got him to start treating his son very differently, I mean, in a very different way, where he couldn't do any more working with him at night, hovering over his shoulder, doing all that stuff, just kind of, just, all he could do was give him positive reinforcement for two weeks. Well, he loved his son very much, so he was willing to try that, and then over time, or a short period of time, all of a sudden his son starts just blossoming, making great grades, and it was just amazing to him to see the impact of that, and he was able then to transfer that in the workplace and start doing that with his people. So it's very interesting to see how things like these qualities we're talking about not only impact you in the workplace, but they're also just as relevant at home, because we're all one person. So we work both ends of it trying to help people.
But Lynn, somebody's got to sell something. Somebody's got to make something happen. Somebody's got to take responsibility for this company. You know, I hear you talking about all this empathy stuff, and that's great. But you know, we got to make things happen. Somebody's got to be tough once in a while. How do we reconcile the empathy side of the scale with the results side of the scale?
You're so right. That's the whole point of balance, because we also see people who come to us, or folks we see that we've worked with, that lack on the responsibility side. They're great with people. They're very empathetic. They may be very humble leaders. They've got great emotional mastery, but they're afraid to hold people accountable. Mm-hmm. They're not courageous. They're afraid to take risks. Those folks have to work on the other side of the scale, because you're absolutely right. What are you going to do about the bottom line if you don't do that?
Mm-hmm. Well, and so how do we do that, Bob? How do we put those two together and be just edgy enough to make sure we get the job done, but also, you know, look around one day and still have people following us? You know, a lot of people want to be leaders, but not everybody can get somebody to follow them.
That's right. Well, all of us have the sort of capacity to be able to do that. And as Lynn was saying, some are strong on one side of the scale or stronger on the other side of the scale. And what you have to do is, first of all, is kind of get a mirror, find some way. What we do with when we work with people is we use a 360-degree feedback, where they get evaluated by like 15 or 20 people around them, so they can see how others see them, because you really need that mirror, because you don't really understand sometimes what you're doing or how you're seeing the world, because you think it's right. Whatever it is you're doing, you think is right. So getting that mirror and getting somebody to help you see what you're doing is the first step, and then being able to start practicing and experimenting with new ideas, even though you don't believe them at first, because you're so sure you're right about your way of thinking, but to experiment with some other ways, once you see that works, then you start being able to balance more. But we all tend to be stronger on one side of the scale than others, and most people can kind of sense that and see that in themselves, and they've had enough feedback, they know that. But to really grow, they've got to put some kind of a mirror in front of themselves to be able to see that very clearly, and then make some conscious steps to work on improving in those areas.
But Lynn, that mirror can be a little painful sometimes. And is it? Would it be fair to say, be reasonable to say that part of courage is being able to do that kind of self-analysis or allow others to analyze you? Is that part of courage?
You are so right. Being honest with yourself, letting other people be honest with you—that's a huge part of courage. Just growth requires courage. We say, Heraclitus actually said 2,000 years ago, that character is destiny. And we add to that, personality is not destiny. Your personality may be what it is by the time you're an adult. But if you're not working on your character every day of your life, and that requires that mirror, that requires a lot of courage. If you're not doing that every day of your life, you're not growing, you're not living, you're not learning.
Bob and Lynn Turknet, I got to wrap it up because we got to move on. But thank you for being here. Good job today. Will you guys come back another day?
Absolutely.
Sure, absolutely.
Bob, give us the website again, please, quickly.
It's www.turknet.com.
Or decentpeopledecentcompany.com, right?
Correct. Or leadershipcharacter.com, yes.
Thank you, Lynn. Thank you, Bob. See you next time. Quick
Absolutely.
Break. Right back with Governor Jim Gilmore after these messages. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.